Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
This is James Averer from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath! Rock out with your geek out!
Hi, this is Chris Claremont, and I listen to Metal Geeks. You should too.
Hello, turkeys. You're listening to the greatest thing on the internet ever made. The Metal Geeks. Rock out with your penile implants out and be geeky about it.
Hey, boy, you like to party? Well, come on down to Metal Geeks and slop out with your geek on your face. On the internet, Skype it, eBay.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode number 132 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
George Tripsis.
George what?
Motherfucking Tripsis.
There you go.
There we go.
Dave is not here, so...
What?
No. You didn't notice?
I didn't notice.
No. I'm sorry.
We
He's not here.
Dave.
I didn't mean to disappoint you so much. But he will be back next time. But we do have some special guests this evening, because we are going to be talking about some video games. And some E3 goodness. So first, I want to welcome the voice from the other room.
My wife. There you go.
Kimu Borgir. Kim. What do you want to be called?
Is that really your handle?
Kim. Actually, yeah. Oh, well, on certain things, I'm Kimu Borgir, like Twitch and all that.
Wow. How'd you pull that one off?
There's a Norwegian metal band called Dimmu Borgir.
Yeah. I'm just surprised it was available, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, well, I mean, it was just a Twitch thing. It's
You're saying she's not smart enough to come up with that on her own, huh?
No, I'm just saying it's a very popular
band. Actually, I did steal the
and...
idea from my friend Dana, so yeah, it wasn't original.
That is true. And we have one other special guest we would like to introduce. His name is Alpha, and he is the proprietor of our sponsor. Now, you have to do the spiel.
Oh, my God, all by myself?
By yourself.
It takes about three people.
No, three people? I think it was only two last time.
Yeah, it's two people.
But welcome, Alpha, from Tantrum Collectibles. Everybody clap. Yay.
Thank you.
He is a video.
Is this your first podcast?
Yes, sir, it is.
Ah, so we pop in your podcast cherry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all right.
Just go slow
Giddy.
And be gentle.
I didn't give any lube or anything out tonight. This is going to be fun. So
don't make him sound like it's going to hurt. Jeez.
That's true. We'll ease into
it. It's going to be painless.
Yeah, we'll ease into it.
Maybe.
You'll be fine.
Maybe.
All guys say the same thing.
It only hurts for a little bit.
That's right. So we're going to talk about E3 in a little bit, but first of all, I want to know what's been going on with you guys. So, George, let's start with you. What have you been up to?
I have a job, so I've been doing job stuff.
That's always good.
Yeah, grown-up things.
Adulting.
Yeah. That's not very fun,
adulting,
though.
Yeah. Yes. I've been doing that. Issue 3 of my comic book is well under its way, so we're doing some management stuff on that, and Justin, my partner, who's also on the show quite often... we're just trying to come up with some dates, what would be good for us, kind of like do some comic book store tour, maybe.
Do some more conventions and stuff like that?
Maybe not conventions this year, but we really want to like hit home where like our fan base is, which is in the comic book store.
Sure.
So we're probably going to try to do that at some point. We just need to find a time that works for me and him.
Right.
Especially which is not
with a new
easy.
Job and all that.
Yeah, which is not as easy as it sounds.
Weekend trips, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. So we're talking about that. We're going to be meeting up soon to figure out what places and what dates.
What's your estimate on issue 3?
Issue 3 is still on track to come out the end of August.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. I'm putting out like teasers at least once.
I did see one of the splash pages.
Yeah, one of every other day. I'm trying to do something like that.
Marketing.
Yeah, marketing. Yeah. No one tells you when you own a small business, it's like 80% marketing.
Yeah.
The rest of it's kind of like you kind of stumble your way through it.
That's pretty true. Have you seen any movies or played any games recently?
New games, no. I've been playing like a stupid phone game.
Which one?
Called Bowmasters. And it's stupid.
Like bow and arrow type of game?
Yeah, it's a bow and arrow game. You shoot. You play with other people all around the world, and you shoot random stuff depending on the character you on.
Huh.
Is it kiddie-like, or?
No, well, it's gory, kind of.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Kind of. I mean, it's cartoony gory, I guess. So I've been doing that during my lunch break. And I know that Marvel Superhero Lego Game 2 is coming out.
Yes, that's
good. So, in preparation, Catherine and I, my girlfriend, we are playing the first one over, and we're going to 100% it this time.
Oh, very cool. Because y'all just, I let you borrow the Lego Harry Potter. You 100%ed that game, too.
Well, she did. I did. Yeah, I just watched the enjoyment of it.
Very cool.
I played sometimes when she got stuck, but which wasn't very often.
Hey, you don't steal my geek tickle yet.
Oh no! Was that your?
Maybe it might be one of them.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Huh? Sorry.
Spoilers like Cars 3. They have spoilers on them.
They do.
The cars, they have spoilers.
They don't always have spoilers. besides that, I haven't seen anything new movies.
We're going to a movie this weekend.
Yeah, I'm super excited. This is the I was excited about last week.
Let's hold on to that to our geek tickle.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Tickle some geeks about that.
So what have you been up to, my wife?
Besides being married to Carrie.
That's right.
I know, that's a hard job.
Full-time
job. Full-time job. I'm tired. Playing some video games. Picked up the Bulletstorm game. Playing that. Been playing a game with you. Been enjoying.
I want to get into that. So, yeah.
So, yeah. Been trying to catch up with some TV shows because our DVR is about, what, 23% free? So, catching up with Orphan Black.
You always freak out about how little space there is on our DVR.
That's my little OCD thing I have, yes. So,
what were you at on your DVR? Like 90%?
Well, it counts down as like 23%. Free.
Left.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Left. Yeah, yeah.
I would kind of wig out if it said, you got 20% left.
I was like, time to delete a bunch of crap we're never going to watch. Why don't we record it? Yeah. But, you know, Orphan Black, love that show. For the last season, I'm kind of sad, you know.
Last season ever?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to...
Final trip. That's the shtick.
So they do have time to wrap it up? Because I hate when they just cancel a show and the show never finishes.
No. It wasn't canceled. They decide, you know, it's better to go out on top than to just be like... Season 20, and it's like, you know, I'm sorry, like Sliders. It's like how many original people were in Sliders at the end?
Yeah, that needed to stop for a long time.
You got the brother, you got some other chick, and, you know, where did Gimli go? Didn't Gimli leave too?
Yeah, Gimli left.
Okay, yeah.
And like the last season was like two of the main characters had merged together into one new character or something.
Really? Yeah. Wow. I think I stopped watching it whenever it went to the Sci-Fi Channel, so.
I don't even remember that far into it. It was like season, I think they did five seasons. Once it went to Sci-Fi.
Yeah, that's when I stopped watching it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's only three good seasons.
The same thing about Supernatural right about now.
But they are going to stop it.
Well, they're not.
Are they really?
Yeah, I heard this is the last season.
12?
Or 15 will be the last season or something.
No.
We're on 13 now.
There's no way.
Well, they just announced today they're going to be an all-female spinoff lead character.
Why?
They tried a spinoff with Supernatural before. It was like a completely different original story. Where they were in Chicago, I believe it was, and
New Orleans one.
Yeah, no.
Was
I
it
think
like
it was
CSI
Chicago
or something?
And they were like rival gangs or something. This was a while ago.
I remember this.
Like West Side Story.
It was like it was an episode. It was like a backdoor pilot on Supernatural.
That's what they said in the article today that they're going to be doing that for the new show. They're going to backdoor pilot it in.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah, it never got picked up.
I've only watched like the pilot episode of that show ever. I was like, it was so
Supernatural?
It's so overwhelming. There's so much of it.
The first five seasons are great.
Yeah.
Stop watching after that.
Okay.
Except for the episodes that have Felicia Day on it. You have to watch those.
Or don't watch those.
I watched those. All except for the last one.
Oh, the one where she,
Where she spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Somebody told me that all the great female characters in that show die anyway, so.
All the secondary characters die in that show.
Yeah.
If you're not the two brothers, you're probably going to die soon.
Yeah.
You're on a short contract, basically.
Although you're in Supernatural, you never really stay dead anyway.
Oh, but yeah, I was going to say, there is a way.
Mm-hmm.
His show is called Supernatural.
Right. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to derail everyone with talking about Supernatural.
What else?
Sorry.
You've been playing Bulletstorm, right? The remastered?
Yeah, play a little bit of Bulletstorm. I don't recall because it's not in front of me.
Isn't there some Duke Nukem DLC for that game?
There is, supposedly, but I haven't gotten that far. I'm just playing the game from the beginning. Okay, I'm playing the, what was it called, Victor Vran?
Can we talk about that now?
Victor Brand?
Victor Vran.
V-R-A-N. Victor Vran.
It's a game. It's sort of like Diablo. It's a Diablo 3 type of clone. It's been out for a couple of years on Steam, and they just released it on the Xbox and the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Really amazing game. Okay, so the major reason I wanted to get it, the deluxe version that just came out comes with both DLC packages. One is a Motorhead-based game called Through the Ages. So you get to play through Motorhead levels. There's characters from Motorhead imagery. You hear the music. The weapons are based after Motorhead. Lemmy's in it, and this is funny. The not the voice actor, but like the what's the word I'm looking for? The guy who narrates it.
Narrator.
The narrator is Lloyd Kaufman from Troma.
Oh no shit!
Yeah.
Oh, I never paid attention to that. I need to pay attention again. Okay.
If we ever got to play it, here's my problem.
It's just the Lemmy part.
Just the DLC. Mind. So I bought the version. I couldn't really find it in any stores, so I picked it up on Amazon. Got it home, started playing it. I'm like, okay, well, I want to play the Motorhead stuff. I went to the main menu. It's not there. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Did a little research into it. Went to their Twitter page. Yeah, there was a printing error by Xbox. So the versions that are out in the store first don't have any of the DLC levels on them.
Okay.
But all the packaging, everything, all the disc, everything says it's the correct one.
That's probably why you couldn't find it in the store, because there was probably
it just come out.
Yeah, they're probably doing a recall.
No, not yet. They're not going to recall it. Just going to reissue it. So what they're waiting on right now, the company's been really good about, you know, keeping in touch with everybody. They're waiting on codes from Microsoft for the free downloads for the DLC. So you can just download it for free.
Well, there you go. At least
they're working on it.
The problem got fixed.
Right. Yeah. It just sucks that I don't get to play it yet, you know. But I got to say, I'm loving that game. Victor Vran is an amazing, amazing, it's, you know, top-down isometric. But the cool thing about it is you can actually jump in this game. So there's levels to the stages, and just the gameplay is really fun. We were playing it on Sunday for a couple hours just together.
Yeah.
Couch co-op, perfect, jump in, jump out.
Exactly.
It's a great game. And it's only like $30 for the game. It's not a full-priced game, but that's because I didn't get a full game yet, but
you will soon.
I will soon. I'm not bitching about it. They've been really nice.
You're bitching about it.
Just bitching that I don't get to play it yet.
Yet.
Patience. So
I think I put probably like 6 or 7 hours into that game already.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cool game.
And I also picked up Halo Wars 2.
Not a good game.
I don't know. I couldn't play it.
That was the other issue.
That was the other game that I kept on crashing on me. Every time you try to load anything, it would just crash. And apparently there was some update that I downloaded when, you know, first put the game in. It's like, you know, there's a 8 gig update. So I updated it, and that caused the game not to work. So I deleted the game from the hard drive. Actually, I returned it to the store. Like, hey, this one, it was because I bought it used. It wasn't working. I got a new one, brought it home. Still didn't work. I was like, wait a minute, let me see what I can do. So I deleted the game off the hard drive, reinstalled it, but didn't install the update, and it's working fine.
All right.
So
there you go. Hey, it works.
Yeah.
So they need a patch to fix their patch.
That's right. We haven't watched any movies or anything, have we?
No, not really.
We
too busy watching E3 stuff, huh?
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of E3 stuff. But we caught up. We're caught up on Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley, yeah.
I'm behind a few episodes.
We watched the T.J. Miller comedy special on HBO this weekend.
I have it recorded.
Yeah. It was okay.
I like T.J. Miller, so I'm sure I'd enjoy it.
I listened to him on The Nerdist recently, too.
Okay, I'm listening to that now. Yeah.
He's great. And if you don't know about the show called Gore Burger, okay.
There's a show named Gore Burger?
It started off on Funny or Die, but now there's like 8 episodes on Comedy Central. And I did not know about this before his appearance on The Nerdist, T.J. Miller. So it's a show that he's created. So here's the fucking premise. It's the most weirdest thing you've ever seen. There's a Japanese show, like a Tonight Show type of Japanese show from the 80s. Imagine like H.R. Puff and Stuff type of character, voiced by T.J. Miller, killing everybody so he can steal their show, and then takes over the show.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the premise of the show.
All right.
Freaking hilarious, actually.
I bet it is. It sounds weird.
It's weird, yeah. It's definitely weird. Like, the first episode I had that I watched, I had, what's the guy from James Corden show? The musician guy?
Reggie
Watts. He was, you know what I'm talking about? He has, like, big afro. Yeah. And then they had this...
he used to be on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, Comedy Bang Bang, which that show was freaking funny, too.
Hit and miss. There's some episodes that are funny, but a lot of episodes are kind of annoying. I think the main white guy is annoying to me.
Yeah, I can't think of his name now.
I don't know. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have a guest. You should probably ask our guest what he's up to.
I will, but everybody needs to watch Gore Burger.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Go watch Gore Burger. Where can they find it? ComedyCentral.com?
Comedy Central, yeah.
All right.
And you, sir, what have you been up to? What have you been playing anything?
A little bit of everything. I just got the Nintendo Switch, so I've been trying to get through those games.
What games are you playing?
It's not really much on there. It's Mario Kart 8. I'm loving it. I mean, I had it on the Wii, but I just love Mario Kart, so I can play
that. Once he got a Switch, he doesn't touch his Wii anymore.
Yeah.
It's sad.
He likes playing with the Switch.
Yeah, he likes to switch it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure this is a joke that I don't get, but
it's all innuendos. Don't worry about it.
But no, I'm loving it. So I just bought ARMS, the new game that came out. I haven't had time to play it yet. So
ARMS is
like a boxing game, and they're
you have long arms or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's not normally my type of game. I got it because I can play with my girlfriend, and it's something that. It's a game that she's pretty good at, so we tried the little demo when they had it not too long ago. So we went and bought that. Haven't had a chance to play it, so I'm looking into digging into that.
You said you have not picked up Zelda?
No, I haven't picked up Zelda. I'm not a Zelda person. Never been. I would play the old school Zeldas, but when they started making them 3D and kind of open world, I kind of strayed away from those.
Yeah.
I like the more traditional style of Zelda game.
I picked it up on the Wii U because I still have a Wii U and I wanted to play it. I didn't get back into that game, but everybody's saying that like the first...
What was it, Wind Waker?
Which one?
The Wii one? The Wii U?
Wasn't no, no, no. This, the new game. The one that's on Wii. They put a Wii U version out.
Yeah.
I can't even think what it's called. Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, Breath of the Wild.
Like everybody's saying like the first... I'm like maybe 3 or 4 hours into it, and it's fucking difficult. Like, if you don't have the right weapons, and they start you off with, like, crappy weapons, they always break. I'm just like, what? This is not fun.
I've been reading articles that that's one of the hardest games out right now. Like, that, yeah.
I believe it.
I'm right with you on that.
And people say that once you get the better weapons and everything, it starts to open up. But it shouldn't be like that. It's just bad design, I think.
But you don't have to go one traditional route. Like, you can
it's an open world
play
game.
And build up and, you know, get your weapons stronger and then, you know, take on the bosses and stuff like that, from what I understand.
Sounds boring.
Like, that's too hard.
Too much grinding. I'm not playing a Final Fantasy game.
You're just trying to get to the end.
Just trying to play the game.
I want
to
kill that thing now, it won't die.
I keep on dying. This is not fun anymore. I'll probably get back into it. I guess, anything else anyone want to talk about?
Maybe we should get into our topic.
What's our topic for the evening?
From what I understand, we're talking about E3 stuff.
I think so. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Be right back.
Bye.
We always have to have the last word.
Word.
If this were some tavern tale, all half-truth and senseless adventure.
And it's full of demons.
T'was disastrous.
It's coming, people. It's coming.
Pitchforks, it's pitchforks here. Can't kill a demon without your pitchforks.
Torches and pitchforks.
No defense. You better defend yourself.
No matter how you spend your life, your wit will defend you more often than a sword. Keep it sharp. Have I got some shit to tell you?
I gotta practice my killing.
Let the wicked hear my voice and tremble.
Fly, you fool. Fly.
You have to pick a side. You stay on your path, or you cross over to me.
I wanted to get inside so badly I could taste it.
Upon him I will visit famine and a fire, till all around him desolation rings, and all the demons in the outer dark look on amazed and recognize that vengeance is the business of a man. Caster Quest, now on the ESO Network.
ESO, ESO.
balls.
8-bit balls, that's right.
Yoshi!
Welcome back to the show. Did you say Yoshi? You're supposed to be Toasty.
I know.
Toasty?
Toasty. Welcome back to the show. We are about to get into our topic of the week, which is going to be E3. The
E3 game, follow-up.
E3 follow-up. It happened a week and a half ago, so we've had time to
ingest everything
a little bit. So we're going to talk about the games that we're looking forward to, games that we don't really, we thought were stupid. Everything,
there's a lot of those.
Everything E3. So,
why don't you start it off?
How do we want to do this? So do you want to go by a list or?
Why just talk? Let's keep it free form. Let's talk about
our favorite game of the show. Then let's just start and go big.
Okay, it's easy. Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man,
hands down.
Did anyone else have a better presentation of Spider-Man?
No.
Or of a game, period?
I am so looking forward to that game. Insomniac makes amazing products.
With the exception of the Ratchet and Clank movie game.
I still liked it.
I liked it, but it was short, and there wasn't a lot of replay value.
It was sort of a remake of the original game, though, so.
Yeah.
It was a game based off a movie based off a game.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And the movie was horrible, because it was all cutscenes that didn't make sense.
Yes, I will agree. I will agree on that.
Cut together is what
I will agree on that.
They were trying to force jokes, just puns. It didn't.
It wasn't very funny.
Yeah,
but
they should have stuck to their sexual jokes that they have on every title.
Right up your arsenal, and
yeah.
But Spider-Man, they have a character that's sarcastic as hell, so they're going to have a lot of fun with that. The demo that they showed on the PS4 press conference. We'll get to the press conference later. I think it's the best demo of a game in a long time.
It looks cool. For what I can tell, looks like they took the best parts of Uncharted that has that cutscene, but playable cutscene.
Sure. Yep.
And then
the Batman Arkham series,
the fighting style, free flow playing, where you can literally choose how you want to fight and take out people.
I have a feeling that if you're not good at this game, though, it's going to be very confusing to you because...
I'm sure practice makes perfect.
Right, but I mean, in the beginning, if you're not good at the game or video games or whatever, you might I can see you just flying everywhere all over around the screen.
I'm going to be doing.
And that's why I will watch you play that game.
Yeah. When did it come out? It's 2018, right?
Yeah, next year.
A lot of the games seem to be 2018. It was kind of disappointing.
What is your game of the year?
My game of the year, I mean, I'm probably the only one that's going to buy it in this room, but I'm a big Crackdown fan, and I've been waiting since, 2010 when the last Crackdown came out?
Crackdown 2?
Crackdown 2 was 2010, so Crackdown 3 is coming out this November.
Yeah, but it looked horrible.
I love that game.
I am a
Crackdown fangirl. So
she's a crack addict for Crackdown. Yeah,
I liked the first Crackdown. I thought it was awesome. Those. It was such a cool concept, and for it to be a cheap indie game when it came out, and then it just never went anywhere. Like, it never even developed more. Like, Crackdown 2 was a shit game.
I don't remember 2 that much. Did we play 2?
Yeah, I don't think I ever finished it, but I played 2. I enjoyed it because I enjoyed those games, especially the first one. I played with my brother, I played with Carrie.
We played online a lot with your brother.
We played online with my brother, and just trying to get all the different orbs and the sound the orb made when you grabbed it, just little satisfying things, audio cues. I love that.
It's like, what's this?
Instant gratification.
It's kind of
you hear
crack.
The sound and you're like, oh, yeah. What's the
Pavlovian?
Term? There you go. Your Pavlovian response.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it looks okay. I mean, the art style looks cool. It's sort of like Tron like in a way now, a little bit more neon.
No, it looks like the first game, just not updated.
I just heard some people that played it at E3 say there needs to be a lot more work done on that game.
Well, we got till November, so who knows?
But yeah,
maybe they can just do a 20 gig patch. I don't know.
Maybe there'll be. I'm sure there will be a first day patch on that game. Hopefully,
every
it won't
game,
break.
It seems that we
is Terry Crews involved?
Terry Crews, yes.
He's going to be a playable character in the game.
Because nobody was kind of sure. Everyone was kind of like, I don't know, maybe.
Mm-hmm. They said he was going to be a playable character, but they did not say in what capacity, to my knowledge.
All right, if you have to unlock him or be
if it's
paid
on
character
multiplayer
or whatever.
Versus whatever, I don't know.
He should just be the main character.
He should be, yeah, I agree on that.
I love Terry Crews,
it'd make the game a lot better.
It would be. I'd just listen to it for Terry Crews.
What's that other game that's sort of coming out that's sort of like Crackdown that you're Agents of...
Oh, my other game? Well, that I'm excited about. It's been out. I'm a big Saints Row fan, so Agents of Mayhem.
Yeah. That looks a little bit more narrative-driven, a little bit better.
Yeah.
That comes out soon, too. That comes out... When? September, October?
Yeah, that's coming out pretty soon, if I remember correctly.
And then Crackdown is November-ish?
November, yeah, November 7th, I believe.
We want to plan a vacation this year.
It's not happening.
But all these video games are coming out, like, hey, we have to plan around games. So I guess there's worse problems to have in the world, right?
At least it's
because we want to go on a cruise. We don't want to be gone for a week or 5 days or whatever. Or not. Hey, Crackdown just came out. Let's go. Whatever.
What are you gonna just buy it when you get back?
No, exactly. But I know
it's like you don't need it day one. It'd still be there.
I know it will still be there, but it's hard.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm sure. Well, we're probably not going to go in November anyway because that's too close to the holidays. So.
Okay. Way off topic. So you're what are you looking forward to about Spider-Man the most?
Just the gameplay, what you guys discussed. I haven't played a Spider-Man since Nintendo 64 Spider-Man, and I love that game.
You
I
didn't
loved
play Spider-Man 2 on PlayStation?
No. Uh-uh.
Man, that was a great game.
It was a great game.
That was the last one that I got, and I loved it. I'm not one to play games over and over again, and I played that game through maybe 3 times.
And I like Shattered Dimensions. Remember that one?
It was okay.
It was fun because you got to play the different eras of...
Oh, I think they're going to do that in this game, type. Too, because they did tease Miles Morales.
They did tease Miles Morales in it, but he's in the normal universe now, too, so they're both... Miles Morales, Spider-Man, he's there in the 616, so you have Peter Parker and Miles as
Who's
Spider-Man.
Who's the voice Peter Parker's talking to on the phone? He's talking to some lady.
It's a newer character. I'm not really caught up that much on Spider-Man comics, but it's a police detective that he's working with.
Oh, all right.
That's all I know.
They need Donald Glover for Miles, though. They have to.
That'd be cool. He's going to be in the movie.
Yeah, he's going to be in the movie.
We don't know what his character is
they
yet.
They got to, yeah.
Isn't he a little too old now?
A little bit.
Like, Miles Morales is supposed to be young. Like,
yeah.
Teenager young.
Oh, yeah. Definitely teenager young.
Got to use your imagination.
There you go. But he's Lando. Well, come on, he can do anything.
You're going to pull another Tobey Maguire? You're going to get a 40-year-old to play a high school student?
Right.
Was I'm 14.
Well, he wasn't 40-year-olds, was he?
No, he was like in his late 30s.
Okay.
Or his mid-30s.
Close enough.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on the list, what else do you got? What are you most excited for coming out?
So, Spider-Man for sure. God of War. Days Gone.
Let's talk about God of War.
Okay, sure.
We're not going to be talking going Xbox or PS4, or we're just going to go all over the place.
Yeah, it's just games, period. I have both systems, so.
I'm looking forward to a God of War game, but I have a bad feeling that this is going to be just one long escort mission, and I hate escort missions in
games.
No,
you play both characters.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Because there has to be a point where you have to play as a kid and then vice versa.
Okay.
Because it's like, I don't know if they spoiled it in the trailer or not, but that kid is a son.
Right, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid. I mean, it looks freaking amazing, and the gameplay looks great.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, how Horizon is.
I haven't played that game yet.
Oh, the game is so good. It's difficult, but it's really, really good. But, yeah, there's no date on God of War either, so.
Next year.
2018 is, I believe, all it said, yeah.
It's probably going to come out Christmas time next year.
Yeah, November is next year.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's when they would make the most money.
That's right.
What else that I saw that I was excited about? The Days Gone, even though I'm super terrified of those kind of games.
The zombie game?
Yeah. It looks awesome.
That game does look good.
It does look
but
really good.
It just makes me think, like, why didn't they just make it in the world of Last of Us?
Right.
That would have made it a lot more compelling had it been a Last of Us spinoff.
That'd be cool. Like,
well, that's what it reminded me of when I first saw it. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
There's so many of those damn zombies on screen, too.
The Horde.
Yeah. The Horde.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people
awesome.
Are getting, you know, zombie fatigue already because there's so much zombie shit
I mean, yeah,
going
exactly.
On.
How else do you do it than make a wave
yeah.
of zombies, I guess?
I mean, there's some cool ideas in that game that they're going to implement, and hopefully it all works out. Cause
I mean, it's very cool about how playable the environment is.
Yes.
I think that's what makes it unique.
I was just waiting for the main character to be Daryl Dixon, though. It's very Daryl
Dixon.
I'm
pretty sure he's the inspiration of the
Yeah,
show,
oh yeah, he
the
definitely
game.
Is.
But yeah, I was kind of hoping that it would have been like The Last of Us Days Gone. That's what it should have been.
Or The Walking... It's like a Walking Dead game without the license.
Well, I don't really like The Walking Dead,
well,
so...
I'm just saying it's the zombie horde, and he's just like Daryl Dixon.
Kind of. It's just like, because he's a biker.
Yes.
And a zombie apocalypse.
Exactly right.
It's like Sons of Anarchy guy put in a zombie game, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it looks great.
Yeah, it looks good. What else?
PS4 is kicking some butt.
Yeah, I saw the Assassin's Creed Origins. Looks all right.
Okay, so I like the premise. I like the time frame and everything. It looks really cool. We watched a gameplay video on...
Watched the gameplay. I only seen the trailer.
Okay, one of the gameplay videos, you can still tell they haven't fixed some of the typical Assassin's Creed problems. Like
the jumping problem?
The jumping and then like running into invisible shit. You're like, I was like, they need to...
That's never going to go away.
Apparently not.
It was pre-alpha, I bet.
It might have been. No, I think it was alpha.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
not me, everyone.
No. Did you get confused for that a lot? It's like
actually, I did. You saw me turn my head. And say, like, what? What did I do?
What did me? What? What did I do? Before me?
No such thing.
But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Sean, my co-host on MSRcast and Metal Pigeon, he's a huge Assassin's Creed nerd.
I like the Assassin's Creed series.
He's looking forward to it.
There were some clunkers, but the last one they did that was based in London was pretty cool.
Yes, and this is the same team that did. The pirate one, 4.
Oh, yeah. And they're coming out with a EA... is it EA that does Assassin's Creed?
Yes. Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. They're also coming out with a pirate...
Skull and Bones.
Yeah, just pirates. So it's essentially the gameplay from Black Flag expanded.
It's the team that worked on that.
Yeah.
So they're exactly right.
I first saw it, I was like, is this another pirates game? And then it's not.
It looks really fun, though.
Yeah,
I just hope it's not all like a multiplayer, you know, you have to be in a persistent online world type of thing, you know?
That's kind of what it looks like.
That's what it felt like, but I hope there's more single player aspect to it. Yeah. Same with that. The Xbox is doing a pirates game called Sea of Thieves.
That looks cool.
It looks really cool. I think it's going to have that same.
All online,
it's going to have that same problem of being an online world. And I don't have time to play that kind of stuff. It looks really cool. I'm looking forward to that game.
I like story-based games. Yeah.
I do too. I love narrative-driven games because that's what I have time for.
Speaking of narrative-based games, that Detroit game.
Yes.
It looks kind of cool.
What's it called? Detroit...
Something human.
Being human.
Being human.
Yeah.
There you go. I thought the trailer last E3 was better than the presentation this E3.
Right. This one kind of turned me off of it, honestly. I really liked it last... I mean, I'm from Detroit, and then, you know, the kind of trailer, like you were saying, the trailer last year looked really good, but this one, I mean, I get that you can make different choices, and, you know, it's kind of... You know, you have that human element, even though I believe you're paying for
it. I really think they redid the whole game.
Right. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. I don't think they redid it. This is from one of the interviews that I saw on the game. This is the third character you get to play as in the game.
Because
so,
in the first E3 last year, or not first, but last E3, the trailer they showed was an android cop.
Right.
Where you got to make decisions and so on and so forth.
That's one of the playable characters.
I thought that was a great idea. As a whole game, just being an android cop, it would be like L.A. Noir, but better.
Yeah.
But better.
Yeah, that game was...
I have some cool parts about L.A. Noir.
Good premise.
Good premise. It wasn't, not executed.
Didn't live up.
Well.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, I agree. I mean... There might even be more characters than the three they've shown already. So it's going to be, it's all the storylines they're going to merge together to make one. I mean, if you haven't played any other Quantic Dream, the who makes this game, Detroit Being Human, like Heavy Rain, Beyond Two Souls,
made Heavy Rain.
So yeah, they're really good at those. You know, those story-based. We have to make choices and
then the way you make
interactions and everything. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It looks cool.
I like those kind of games. It's not for everyone, but those games.
What about you? Do you have anything else on your list?
Battlefront
2?
Star Wars Battlefront 2, yes.
I wanted to like Battlefront, and I probably do. I am going to like it. I'm just so pissed off from the first game.
Well, here's where they're making...
I'm still a little
buyer's
salty.
Remorse.
I have buyer's remorse still. Here's where they're making it up for you. To you, everybody, there's going to be a full-length single-player game.
Sure, that's still a great story. I'm still salty about it.
But I'm really disappointed that they didn't show any elements of
the single-player. They showed a little storyline, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, they talked about it, then they showed little clips, but then most of the presentation
They brought
just
out the girl from True Blood to talk about it.
Right, most of
Janina.
Most of it was of the presentation was just
the
multiplayer.
Janina, go on car. I may be saying her last name incorrectly, but yeah, she was on True Blood.
Yeah.
Is she a character in the game?
She's yes. the main yeah, character the main in the single player game. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think she's black, no.
No.
No?
She's Hispanic.
What am I thinking of, then?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I'm not in your mind. I really don't know right now.
I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The another thing they said about Battlefront 2 is all further DLC will be free for that game. So you buy the game and it's right. all free. Nope. That's what they say.
But they're not going to leave free
they made
money
a point.
The table,
they made a point of saying that multiple times that all future characters, weapons, levels will be free. So, yeah. You showing a picture of her?
A picture of Janine.
She's not naked. I don't care.
No, she's not naked. I'm not going to pull that picture
was
up.
Was she
sorry.
Naked in True Blood?
Yeah, she was at one point.
Nice.
She was on True Blood. Duh. Who wasn't?
The only reason,
except for the children.
Only reason to watch True Blood.
It wasn't for the...
it wasn't for the story.
Alexander no, really. Skarsgård.
Well, for you. So anyway, for me. I'm still salty from the first one. I don't trust EA. I don't believe them.
It sounds like they're trying to make up for what...
Their fucked up version of what the first one was?
Yes. Yeah. I think the first one they got too greedy. They got money hungry. They're like, what can we pull out of people after they buy our vanilla flavored game? How do we get How do we get people to buy? How do we get people to buy sprinkles and chocolate syrup and all that stuff?
Their excuse was they were rushed because the movie was coming out, so they had to meet the deadline, and they tried to get as much stuff in it as possible. Without,
the game looks great.
It looks great, but fucking, it's a boring game. And like, if you're a person like me who hates online playing, that's all that game is.
That's
getting,
all it is.
Just right. getting trashed by 12-year-olds.
Yeah. You're not a fan of that?
No.
And bro gamers.
No. Mm-hmm. And bro gamers like, oh, fucking killed you, brah.
Yeah. Teabag you, brah.
Although it was fun to play for the first week or so, and then after the first week, I was like, fuck this game.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to they're gonna have all eras of Star Wars.
I'll just wait until it goes on clearance and buy the. Battlefront 2.
I don't know. I think I'm going to pick it up.
I think I will too.
I liked the Battlefront for PlayStation when it came out way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
I loved
it. I'm hoping that they go back to that
yes.
that type of feel. So I'm looking
forward
to
the gameplay they showed for the multiplayer still felt very new. So it's more of the newer style.
Yeah.
It looks great though. I mean,
yeah, but see that game mechanic works.
Yeah, it does.
That's why would you need to change that?
I like the you can just go right into like a dogfight, like a aerial battle that's going on, and
yeah.
you don't have to run around on the field and look for the little floating ball to
and
then immediately explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Darth Maul was fucking crazy in that.
He was
that,
kicking some ass.
He kicked some butt.
Well, he's Darth Maul.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kick some butt.
Well.
Kick some patootie.
He's,
Why, we can't curse on here?
They can fucking curse.
What the fuck? Why we ain't saying ass all of a sudden? Even ass is not even a bad word.
No, not really. Not anymore.
They say it on TV all the time.
It's true.
Even cartoons.
Yeah, I heard Barney say it the other day.
Fucking Barney.
It depends on what context he's saying it, though. If he's looking for some ass, that you can't say that. Let's talk about South Park, the fractured butthole.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about there asses. Look at that segue. That was great.
I believe it's fractured butthole.
I say butthole.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
There you go.
I'm excited for that game.
You say butthole, I say butthole. Yes, so they say it's going to be it's the raunchiest thing they've ever put out.
The last one was pretty raunchy.
No, did you see the gameplay trailer?
No, I was trying to like keep myself from spoilers
there was a thing that I watched. They were in a strip club, and there's nakedness in the game.
Most nakedness in the last game.
And they're trying to get...
There was a scene in the first game where you're a miniature person fighting a gnome while your parents are having sex.
That was true.
Ball, you have to dodge testicles.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
And then you had to dodge boobies while fighting a gnome.
Yep.
So, it goes further in this next one.
Oh, yeah, it gets further.
All right.
It's going to be fun. And there's going to be an iPhone game, too, sort of based on the same style.
Just trying to get all the monies, huh?
I'll probably buy that.
Trying to cover all their bases here.
I will probably buy that if it's free, or hopefully it's one of those.
It's going to be like in-game purchases.
Yeah, I was about to say. Which I'm playing that the Disney emoji, not spend one penny on that game, and I'm finally to the levels where I can unlock the Disneyland emoji. So,
dude, speaking of that game, Catherine got like ranked a few times in that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Once I get the Haunted Mansion one, I'm done.
Sure you are.
Right.
Sure. That's what Disney says. Sure.
We'll come back to this in 6 months and see how far you are playing this game.
We're going
to
add all the rest of
it. We got our fish hooks pretty deep in this.
We're going to get the rest of the Haunted Mansion stuff in there. He'll keep on playing. But he hasn't given us any damn money. What's going on with that?
No, they got your time. That's all they need.
That's true. I get to watch all their damn ads. Commercials. Yeah.
That's how they get the money.
Ads. Yeah, that's true. If you want to get an extra thing or
that's
spin.
Just surplus for them.
Yeah. Want to talk about some Nintendo stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo presented?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had... Well,
yeah, short.
A joke, guys. Come on.
They don't do a typical press conference. They just do the Nintendo Direct. So it's a pre-recorded...
No, they did a conference.
Yeah, they did.
I thought it was just a Nintendo with pre-recorded type of thing.
No, they did a little 30-minute... I mean, yeah, it was pre-recorded. But a little 30-minute video...
Yeah.
They showed that conference. Mario GTA thing.
Mario, Super Mario. Mario.
Yeah, what is it? Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Yeah,
where he's in the human world.
Yeah, and he throws his hat at you,
and his hat will
be careful.
Right, don't let Mario's hat
with some
get
dangerous
on
shit
you.
Here.
There was some on some real high shit when they came up with this game.
Yeah,
that game looks fun though. I love 3D Mario games. If I have a Switch, if I ever get a Switch, I'm definitely going to be buying that game.
Is it only on Switch?
It's only, only Switch, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Mario game.
Well, I don't know. I figured it would be on Wii U, too.
Wii U is done. Huh?
Yeah.
Dude, didn't that shit just come out like 3 years ago?
Seems like
3 or 4 years ago, yeah, something like that.
Damn.
That's a short console life.
Dying it out already, huh?
Yep, new one. Cut it off. So the Super Mario Odyssey looks great. It looks like a lot... very strange.
Sure, why not?
Gameplay video looks really cool. We watched a little bit of the new Yoshi
game.
Working title of Yoshi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like Yarn Yoshi.
Wait, the title of the game is Working title?
Well, there's no subtitle to it yet. So it's going to be Yoshi.
So they
something.
Put on the screen Working title Yoshi game?
Well, it's Yoshi
Working title.
Yeah. Wow. It's kind of like a band of those concerts at TBA.
Why not just put TBA?
I don't know.
Just say Yoshi game, TBA.
I'm not Nintendo. I have no idea.
Go ask Yoshi.
God damn it. Go ask Japanese, right?
Miyamoto-san. I don't know.
Japanese people. Come on. Google Translate wasn't working for him that day.
So we watched a little bit of that. It looks fun.
It looks all right. It looks a lot like the Yarn Yoshi game.
If you have a Switch, it's just a game you're probably going to wind up buying if you like those type of action platformers with Yoshi.
And it's a co-op, which a lot of people look for the co-op games.
Yeah. There's a new Kirby game, which is pretty much more of the same.
I haven't played a Nintendo console since 64.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right.
A lot of people haven't. Well, the Wii was super fucking popular.
Was it, though?
Yes, it was.
Was it, though?
Yes, it was. Yes,
not
it
for
was.
Us, at least. But, yeah.
It was super, yeah, pretty
Even my
popular.
My phone disagreed.
I said, man. Metroid Prime 4 was announced.
And that's all it was, just announced, right?
They showed a little bit.
Did they show anything?
It was more like...
I think they showed it for the 3DS one.
So, yeah, that's what I want to get to. Metroid Samus Returns, it's coming out in September. It's a 2D, 3D remake of Metroid 2, which was on the original Game Boy. This is where they got me. I love Metroidvania games, the 2D version of Metroid, and I'm pre-ordering it like right now as we talk. I'm ready for it.
Take your money now.
Take my money now. Take my money yesterday.
That's right.
This is the most exciting. This is probably one of my top games of all E3 right now. For
I'm sorry, I was asleep. What were we talking about?
Talking about Metroid: Samus Returns.
Yeah. Boo. Oh, I'm sorry, I fell asleep again. What were we talking about?
Boo.
Hater.
Don't be a hater.
Sorry, I don't know. I have zero interest. About Metroid.
Have you ever played a Metroid game?
I've watched people play it.
Okay.
It looks boring.
They're not.
It looks boring.
They're not.
Different strokes, different folks.
That's right.
Boring.
The announcement of a full Pokemon game for the Switch.
Okay, that's boring.
That has a lot of people excited. Hey, you can call it boring. That's your thing, but
no, there's
that's
man,
pretty
people
exciting.
Love the Pokemon, so that's
I'm
awesome.
I'm not a Pokemon guy. So
10-year-olds out there awesome. Are freaking out.
I worked at a comic book store
when 40-year-olds and 20-year-olds are also freaking out.
I worked in a comic book store when Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon first came out.
I remember Jesus. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, "What is this? I don't get this." the card game.
Magic the Gathering, but with cute animals.
Yeah. This is...
Right, isn't that what Yu-Gi-Oh pretty much is? It's Magic.
No, I don't think they're cute, but but yeah, it's just like Magic the Gathering. Yeah,
whatever. Anyway, what else? What are some other
games? What's on your list, Kim?
What game? Well, the one I'm really looking forward to always like the Wolfenstein, the new Wolfenstein 2.
Oh yeah,
the
new Colossus. I mean, come on, Nazis killing Nazis, that can never get old.
Damn Jerry's.
You gotta love shooting Nazis. Germans.
Oh.
It's a...
derogatory term back in World War Nazis. II.
I did not know that.
Play any of the bro games. Any of the Call of Duty that said World War II.
They say Damn Jerry's a lot.
Damn Jerry's? Yeah, they say that quite a bit.
Which, there's gonna be a Call of Duty World War II game coming out.
Which, that's exciting.
Call of Duty.
Come out of people's butts.
That's where it does come out of. Fractured butthole.
Speaking of like bro gamers, this is the first time I've actually ever been interested in playing a Madden game.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see the new Madden trailer?
They actually have a career mode, right?
Yeah. It's a story mode in the career version, and it looks like a really interesting story. Yeah.
And then you have to play the football part.
Yeah. Well, that's okay with me, but the story mode looked cool.
What's the last Madden game you played?
It was 94,
2012.
No, it was a college game when I was in college. It was a college football game. That's all I remember.
Isn't the FIFA game going to have like that too? It's going to have
FIFA
like
games always had that.
I believe they're doing it for the NBA game also. Career mode.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
But anyway, based on the trailer, I was like, oh, I've never wanted to play a Madden game until now.
Which I wouldn't. That's the last thing I thought you were going to say tonight.
Well, you know. Have been weirder things I've said, I'm sure.
True.
Like not liking Metroid?
Yeah, that's not weird.
That is super weird.
It's not weird. It's normal.
No, it's
very
not normal.
I think you guys are the weird ones for liking it.
Then I'm weird. I embrace it.
I
embrace my weirdness if that's what it takes.
Sure. I embrace my weirdness for not liking it.
So we talked about the Call of Duty, which looked cool. Those are always fun to play.
Yeah, those are fun.
I probably won't purchase it, but I'll rent it. Because the storylines are always like 4 or 5 hours, so it's not worth it for me. I don't play them online, really.
There was another trailer for a game that looked like Destiny, but it wasn't Destiny.
Talking about Anthem?
Anthem.
Yes. That's the new BioWare game.
That looked cool.
It does look cool.
But I just don't want it to be like Destiny.
Yeah. Destiny 2 is coming out. They say they've
fixed all the
improved
problems.
It, but... I don't know.
Question mark?
Question mark? And if you're a Destiny fan, I know a lot of people out there are really big Destiny nerds. They love playing that game.
Yeah.
I couldn't really get into it. It was just...
I never played it, but I've heard about all the nightmarish problems.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stayed clear. But yeah, that Anthem looked cool.
It does look really cool.
And...
get to fly around in your jetpack.
Like, it's like they mixed Destiny with Titanfall and a couple of other things.
Mm.
Yeah.
Into one game. This is our new Halo.
Did you play Titanfall 2?
I watched somebody play.
Okay.
On YouTube. Because that's what you do when you don't have time or money to play games.
I guess so.
When you're too tired to play games, just put on Twitch or
what
something like that,
What was the
like
big
that,
surprise
right?
of the year?
Spider-Man.
Not Spider-Man.
Surprise. I'm going to say Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Spider-Man.
Okay. Spider-Man?
It was Spider-Man. Spider-Man's the answer for everything. Yeah.
Not necessarily a good surprise, but it was a surprise to
me,
at least.
That game has been in development hell for years.
You can say the same thing about Crackdown 3.
Yeah, it has. Like 7 years.
What was that other game, the other zombie game, that I was surprised that it was actually moving forward with? It was...
Well, I know they show State of Decay 2.
State of Decay, yeah. I was surprised they're actually moving forward with
it. We were watching that.
The first one was horrible.
I played a little bit of the first one. We were watching that, and I was like,
this
is totally like Left 4 Dead. I'm like, is this a new Left 4 Dead game?
State of Decay?
I was like, no way. Yeah, no. I think it was that one. No, at first, it had the feel. If I'm thinking the correct game, there was like 4 people. So I was like, it kind of felt like Left 4 Dead, but it wasn't.
I got to interview those guys at PAX last year, remember?
Yeah.
I also got to interview Ted Price from Insomniac Games, and he mentioned... He's like, we're working on something I can't even talk about yet. And that was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Could have just like, told please. Me. We talked
I
about
was surprised
it. We talked
there
about
was
Opus.
No Kingdom Hearts 3. I thought they would at least do something for Kingdom Hearts 3.
They showed a trailer for it.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
I must have missed it.
It was weird. It was like the Thursday, the couple days before, the day before the show, there was some Japanese Kingdom Hearts. Like, I guess they were they played with the orchestra. They played the music.
Oh, really?
And they premiered a trailer there.
Because I saw they did the new Final Fantasy. They did a Final Fantasy game for Switch. But I was looking for Kingdom Hearts. I didn't see it.
Yeah, there's a trailer out there. It's about a 3-minute trailer. Some new gameplay. It looks really, really good.
Yeah.
I love Kingdom Hearts. That's one of my favorite series of all time. Me too.
I'm looking forward to the third one.
I just hope it comes out sometimes before I die.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's because I remember when they first announced the Xbox One and the PS4, they're like, yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 will be coming out for both systems. I'm like, oh, cool. Doesn't matter which one I get because I'll be able to play the game. That was like how many years ago?
I've never played those games.
Really?
Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
I got into it late, but when I did, I was hooked.
It looked like Final Fantasy, so I just kind of steered clear.
There's a lot of Final Fantasy-esque into it, but it's an action game.
Yeah.
At its core, it's an action game.
Yeah, because he doesn't
game.
Like turn-based RPGs.
No, I hate turn-based RPGs.
He can play this.
And now's a good time to get into them. They're doing those remakes, the, you know, 1.5, 2.5, so you can get them all for...
I'll just borrow it from Kerry whenever he buys it.
Yeah, or you can do that, yeah. Spend someone else's money, yeah.
I guess so.
Well, I mean, it's the only way to know if I'm going to like it or not.
Welcome to Metal Geeks Rental. How may I be of service?
Well, Blockbuster's gone. What do we got now?
Who needs Blockbuster or Redbox when we have Metal Geeks store?
Did we talk about A Way Out yet? That was an Ubisoft game.
No. It's called The Front Door.
No, yeah, I know.
Front if and you, back door.
If you ask
and
to borrow windows. Anything else, that's where you need to go.
Hey, can I borrow? No,
A Way Out looks really cool. It's
a cup of sugar.
It's a co-op only game. You have to have two people playing this game. It's couch co-op or online co-op. So it basically takes place in, like, I think it's the 80s, but you're playing two criminals and you escape out of prison and stuff, and it's just like
that sounds kind of cool.
And it's really cool because like it's a real narrative driven game. I can't imagine it being too long, but so like when one character is doing something and it turns into an important part of the game, the other character's screen will get a little bit smaller and you can actually interact with each other. Watch the trailer. It looks really, really cool.
Yeah, look, everybody, it looks like both players play their own game. But somehow
it's all interactive.
Everything
together.
So it's like a Lego game.
No, it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that. It's that weird when you walk out of the frame.
Diagonal.
Yeah. No, I hate that.
Yeah. Get over here. No, I'm trying to look over here. Yeah.
Marvel Superhero 2 is coming out.
I watched a lot of gameplay on that.
I didn't watch any gameplay because I didn't want to get spoiled.
I did.
So
it looks cool? Really, it looks really, really good. The level that I saw,
I've heard like the voice acting looks like shit.
Yeah, some of it wasn't great.
That's the only thing I've heard about.
So basically, the storyline is Kang comes down and he's fucking with everybody's timeline. So you're gonna have apparently characters from all different timelines together. So you cool. had like there
so
was like
you
like,
can make good, never 100% this game.
Apparently not. But the level that I saw was Guardians of the Galaxy. So you start off on the Milano, and then you come down to the planet, and Kang brings a Celestial down. And you have to fight that. It was really cool.
How does the Celestial fit on Earth?
It was huge. It's very a huge carefully. Fucking boss.
Like, isn't like a Celestial like a size of a planet, if not bigger?
Maybe,
their head's the size of a planet.
I don't know. They did it.
Okay.
But it looks really cool.
Cool.
And Groot can grow from baby Groot to big Groot.
No.
On command? Kind of like a Hulk thing?
Apparently there's some kind of like device that he like points at himself that Rocket created and he can turn.
Cool.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. They showed some of the characters you can play. So, of course, you got the typical, you know, all the Guardians and Captain America and all that. Different.
Deadpool.
There's going to be a bunch of different Spider-Man. They showed, like, Spider-Man 2099 and
cool.
Noir. There's going to be, like...
Oh, that's even cooler.
All the different levels, all the big open world level is going to have all these different things from all the different... So you had...
That was what was really cool about the first one.
Yeah,
the superhero
they
one.
Showed, like, the... like. So Kang brings all these things into one place. I can't remember what they called it, but they had like the noir part of the level, and they had like the Sphinx level part of the level, and you had underwater. You could go underwater in the game, which is really cool. There's a whole levels of stuff underneath water.
Cool.
They showed Lockjaw as a playable character from the Inhumans, the big dog that can teleport.
Yeah.
They say this is the most
Marvel characters in one game.
Most Marvel, it's the most tribute they've ever done in a game. The storyline was co-written by Kurt Busiek, who did the original, like the one, the storyline this is based off of, the Kang Conquerors. I think it was the Avengers. I can't remember. It came out in the 90s, I believe. But they brought him back to actually co-write the story for the game.
Cool.
Like, there you go.
I'm super excited. That's the only reason why I started replaying the first one.
I think 100% of that game, yeah.
100% of this.
But it's on 360. I never got on the modern console.
I have a PS4.
I need to. I probably should pick it up on the modern console and replay through it.
There you go.
Ready to play another 100 hours of that game?
No, man, I'm going to smoke through this game.
Yeah. Then you'll be like, then you'll go play the new one, and you'll be like, oh, wow, that was pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks. I like the old one. Is that your most looking, the game you're looking forward to the most?
No, Spider-Man is.
Okay.
Spider-Man and then God of War.
What about Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite?
Meh. I never really cared for those games. I think they're fun to play when, like, I'm at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a game I would ever sit at home and play.
The character,
same reason why I don't get crazy for Injustice or anything like that.
The character selection that they've created so far has not been anything out of the ordinary. It's like all the characters
they've
had.
All the same people,
And there's a story demo you can actually download for free right now, which maybe about 20 minutes of story, but a little bit of gameplay in it. Mm. The gameplay is still smooth and fluid, but I don't know.
It's a fighting game. Yeah, fighting games are all the same. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably play the hell out of it when I get it.
I'll watch someone play Injustice.
Yeah.
Or Injustice 2, I should say.
Electric Boogaloo.
It's not Electric Boogaloo.
Damn. It's, heard of, like, it's called Supergirl Oogaloo.
Oogaloo. Swamp Thing is in that game.
Yes, he is.
I've seen some stuff with Swamp Thing. He's pretty awesome.
Swamp Thing.
You heard of the game Hidden Agenda?
No.
It was hidden, so I couldn't find it.
it's for the PlayStation, and you link it with your phone, and you can play with friends. So you make choices, and everybody, it sends everybody else to go in that direction, and they get an extra point or extra
points. So it's like one of those card games, like the werewolf. Who's the werewolf in the game? You have to close your
eyes.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty cool.
The spy game.
Yeah. It's like but the premise of the game is there's a police officer trying to catch a killer. And so you have to make certain choices. They set booby traps. So when you walk into a room, you'll see, your partner will fall on the ground. You got to either save the partner or save the hostage. And everybody votes on which one you should try to do. And there's consequences based off what you do. It looks pretty cool.
Cool.
It does sound neat.
Did we talk about Cuphead yet?
No.
We talked about it before. Cuphead is coming out September 19th.
How damn time.
Finally.
And
it's going to be Marketplace only, right?
Yeah, it's a DLC.
It's probably going to be hard as hell.
It's definitely going to be hard as hell. I'm sure it'll be one of those games that's on the... There's a website that publishes physical versions of games, and they sell out quickly. But yeah, Cuphead, the reason why it's taken so long is because the first demo that we ever saw was 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Was... they cobbled it together. It was just all they had at the moment was boss fight. So they had to.
I don't think they ever intended anything more than that, did they?
I don't know. They went back and they created a game out of it. So levels and progression and everything, which is
shit
what everybody
you can learn
wanted.
How to do.
Yeah. So that's why it's taking so damn long for that game. But it's finally coming out.
Hopefully, it's good.
It'll be difficult, I think. Still.
Another one of those games where I will watch you play then.
Well, you can play it.
If it's hard as hell,
it's better play co-op anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking through a list of... We've talked about Assassin's Creed. We talked about Mario.
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. What about that... have a Switch. What about that Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom?
Rabbids, it seems interesting.
I think it's a good mix. The Rabbids and Mario stuff?
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good mix.
Yeah.
The gameplay, it's more like a Fire Emblem, isn't it?
Yeah, you make different choices.
I thought it was more like Mario Party.
No, you make different choices. It's like a turn-based game.
That's why I won't like it.
It's just like a Fire Emblem. You take your steps, and then the other people take steps towards you. And
What I saw was completely different. I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, oh, so it's Mario Party with Rabbids.
Yeah.
See, now that would actually have been more interesting, probably.
Yeah, probably.
What about Far Cry 5?
It was a Far Cry.
From 4.
Ba-dum-ps.
Yeah, it's Far Cry.
But
away
it's not
from
a
4.
Far cry from what's going on in the world right now, or the United States right now.
So bad. There's a little bit of controversy, I guess, going on with this game. It's based in America. America. Yeah. It's basically right. Where the villains will be gun-wielding local that the players will have to shoot down.
Oh, okay. So Texas.
I think it's like Kentucky or something like that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Minnesota.
Was it Minnesota? I don't know.
Minnesota.
And Fargo. I don't know.
Far Cry games are always fun, though.
Who?
But it's like they're
Far Cry.
They're like a cult, like a religious cult.
Yeah, like a religious cult.
Yeah.
Oh, so like Red State.
Yeah.
So that's that was kind of my
rest in peace, Michael Parks, by the way.
Yeah.
Here's Anthem again, Beyond Good and Evil. They just showed the trailer. They showed a brief glimpse of gameplay, sort of, but...
Yeah,
if you ever played the first
more.
Beyond Good and Evil, it looks totally different.
Totally different.
But I like the world. I like the design of it. It's like,
but there was no gameplay. It was just all scenes, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna get excited until you actually show me gameplay.
So no VR games. Anyone's excited about? Were there any VR games trailers?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Like they did a whole segment on just VR.
Yeah. And anything looks exciting to anyone?
Not really.
We're not. Yeah. I guess we're not the VR fans. So yeah.
Why? What about VR you don't like? I played VR maybe like a handful of times and enjoyed every time I played.
Really?
For long periods of time, though?
Yeah.
I watched it and I honestly went into it saying I hope that this sells me on getting one. Because I do want one. I just don't see a point yet. I don't see anything that really interests me.
Well, there's a game out now that I kind of want to play that's on the PlayStation where you're like in space.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
It's like that fighter pilot game.
No. This one's like an actual story-based game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a story-based game where you walk around and explore and do stuff.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
I forget what it's called. And I know I suck for bringing up a game that looks cool and not remembering the title.
Right.
But yeah, I played VR a few times. And the few times that I played, I enjoyed. I think it's a cool market. And I think that's where the future of gaming should go.
I'm not a big fan of it. I have trouble seeing a little bit.
It's because you wear glasses.
Yeah.
You know you can expand the thing further,
I know.
Right?
Okay. I know.
But it's still not quite
it's not comfortable, to play for a long period of time, and I don't know.
I don't know. I played for a couple hours.
It's expensive, too.
It's $500.
Yeah.
But then you have to buy the console, too.
So do we want to talk about the new console they announced? The Xbox One X, which has like...
That was the one they announced last year.
Well,
they called it Project Scorpio.
Yeah.
And they announced that it's coming out this year, and then the price and the new name and all that has like something like 6 teraflops or whatever there is.
Yeah, teraflops.
Teraflops.
Teraflippy
not what you
floppies.
Want. Yeah, time to get my flippy floppies on. It's teraflops. Apparently, it's a really powerful system.
So this is
supposed
to be the competitor for the PS4 Pro.
It's supposed to be better than the Pro because, I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me because I don't have a 4K TV, so I can't really take advantage of it.
Is that really the biggest difference?
Well, that it's faster, it has better graphics,
yeah,
and
so
it has more memory.
It is a legitimate new system.
Right.
It's not just...
Well,
no, I don't think it's a new system.
It's like 2.0.
It's
an upgrade.
The upgrade.
Oh, okay.
And it's $500, so that's $499. That's the drawback.
Yeah, is that really worth it?
When you can get
How much was Xbox One? Xbox One was $500.
It was
$399.
When it first came out?
When it first came out, it was $499. Maybe. It was $500, I'm pretty sure.
But now you can get one for like $200.
A cheap one.
$299 or something.
Like the 1S or whatever. How many people are going to be, how many kids are going to go, Mom, Dad, give me the 1X? And the kid parents have no idea about video games. They're going to go in a store, my kid wants the Xbox One S. Are they going to get him the wrong one?
Well, that
I'm pretty
with the
sure
whole Nintendo
not
with the
happen.
With the Wii
That's
and
what
the
I was
going to
say. The Wii and the Wii U, I'm sure Same they had thing. The exact same problem. You just add in a you can't just
say,
add a letter.
My kid wants the new Xbox.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they're gonna say, "Well, which one?"
The but they do say, even if you don't have a 4K TV, it will make the games. There, it's not gonna be every game.
Yeah, it will still look good.
It'll still
prettier.
Look better. But I don't know.
And
if
it will run faster.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth the price tag on it though.
Not for us yet.
Well, I mean, you don't. You already have an Xbox One, and it's still running well at the moment.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't think to the point for me to upgrade yet.
No. Until, the same reason why I didn't even bother getting a PS4 Pro. Until my PS4 craps out, there's no reason to upgrade.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have a 4K TV, do you?
No.
No, yet. See. Apparently the
I'm
only...
waiting until that TV craps out.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
Crap out, hurry up. Hurry
no,
up.
No, not no, anytime
I
soon.
I don't want it to crap out anytime soon. I like my TV. My TV's awesome. It's a 3D TV, so...
No. Do you ever watch 3D movies on it?
I have before.
Yeah.
I don't like, oh, today I'm going to watch a 3D movie. I don't ever do that. I'm pretty sure they were thinking like when 3D TVs first came out. Remember that Avatar game that came out in 3D? It was hard to play in 3D.
With a game?
Because the depth perception was way off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Should I even turn off my 3D on my 3DS?
Yeah, I don't play the 3D on my 3DS.
Yeah, me either.
It's especially the bigger one, the XL or whatever, is a little bit better because it doesn't but jerk
that's
around
the one,
as much.
That's the one that I have. I still, yeah, I mean, it was a good selling point, you know, at the time, but no, I turned it off.
Yeah, but
maybe
but
about
Nintendo,
2 weeks
so.
In.
They're making a new version. It was just 2D only, though, right?
Yeah, yep.
Again, it's Nintendo, so.
Yeah. So are there any other games on our list that we haven't even touched on? Can I say my game of the year that I'm looking forward to, which is coming out?
Metroid.
Kingdom Hearts.
No.
Spider-Man.
No.
Spider-Man's answer.
Spider-Woman.
Shadow of War.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did they have a trailer for that?
Oh, yeah. There's
yeah,
a
they actually,
trailer,
there's
gameplay.
Trailer.
They
played that trailer game. Came out a while back, though.
Brand new stuff. I've watched a lot of gameplay of this game already.
Yeah, we did.
Comes out in October now. It was supposed to come out in August, but they pushed it back a little bit to make it a little bit better.
Probably or to make more DLC for it.
Maybe. Whatever. I'll buy it.
Yeah, we will.
I'm going to buy it. I love the first game.
Love that
Shadows
game.
Shadows of Mordor is amazing.
I never finished it, though. I finished the gameplay, but I didn't
100%
it. Yeah.
Oh, there
there's
you
a
go.
Lot of side missions. I just kind of like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. But I did complete the main storyline.
Right. And this takes place a few years after the first game, right? Or does it pick up directly afterwards?
I'm not sure on that one, actually.
Yeah. We'll find out.
There's some... The Nemesis system, it looks like it's upgraded majorly. It looks really cool.
It's going to be harder, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
The game was hard as it was.
Yeah.
There it was.
So
that's one of the things that
when
made
I died, I was like, fuck!
Well, it comes out close to your birthday, too.
Yeah. So we can't go on a trip that week.
Yeah, we can.
You're gonna play Shadows of War.
We have to bring
Shadow of War.
We have to bring our Xbox with us.
No suitcase,
it's
just
be in my
for
backpack.
Right. What are you doing on the cruise? Playing Xbox.
I'm in my room.
In my room playing Xbox.
Boat's just gonna be swaying.
Right.
Go hang out with dolphins. No, I'm gonna kill some orcs or whatever.
Anything
I hope
else?
They don't change the gameplay too much in that new game though, because
it
I really
didn't seem
that
like
does
it.
Does not seem like it.
Looks
at all.
Looks like
they
it's
just
yeah more plus
it. They just made it bigger and better. So
yeah,
because you know the Batman game, they kind of fucked it up by adding that whole car mechanic.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, yeah, and then it was every three missions you
yep.
have to do something.
That's
like
why
that.
I never
hated
finished that game.
Yeah,
damn car.
I remember, yeah.
Arkham. That was Arkham Knight, right?
I finished it.
I finished it too.
I did.
I hated that car. But every time I had to be in the car, I was annoyed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just wanted the option to use the car.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about any car games. Anybody interested in like Forza Horizon, Forza 7?
The Crew 2.
The Crew 2 or
no.
Need for Speed. The Need for Speed game looked sort of cool because it felt like a
like
Fast
and
Furious.
Yeah.
Oh, so they kind of ruined, yeah.
It could be very, it's a very cinematic racing game, which could be cool. You had to do missions like steal stuff off a truck or something.
The last car game I really enjoyed was Burnout 2.
I was about to say, the Burnout games are the last games
I
enjoyed.
I want those to make a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Please.
Me too.
With realistic damage. Or unrealistic. I don't fucking care.
I want unrealistic damage in that game for sure.
There you go.
It's where the car is like all looks like a smushed up banana, but
all
it still
have,
drives.
All you have left is like an axle and a wheel.
And steering wheel. Yeah.
I think that wraps it up. I mean,
yeah, we covered all corners of E3.
Did anybody watch any of the press conferences? Let's finish on that.
No, I did not.
No.
We watched them all.
I saw some sneak stuff, but I saw some like behind the scenes stuff, like from the audience point of view.
Right.
And all the Sony stuff was awesome.
Their conference, I thought, was kind of boring. It was just like, here's a game, here's a game, here's a game,
the,
here's a game.
The Sony conference, I figured, I saw it was very boring. It was just game trailer after game trailer after game trailer, which is cool.
I actually like that.
I know,
that's
but
not what I
don't...
saw. What I saw, they did like productions before the game came on.
Not a lot. No.
I mean, they had like one or two, but it was
they
just
had lighting matching. Well, they did like lighting
they did
that
like
would
a
match.
Music
and stuff,
number
and
with water raining from the top of the theater.
Yeah,
that was just the very beginning. That was just really it.
But
that's awesome.
Usually, I mean,
what do they need to do? Do a song and dance
yeah,
for every
me personally,
single game?
I thought Sony had the best one.
Yeah.
I thought Xbox had the best one.
I didn't watch the
that
Xbox.
That goes to show you don't know what you're talking about.
No, it means
I wasn't going to be one of the fangirls as like, oh, well, there's rule and you're sucked. So, because we saw a lot of that on social media. And that, that gets so annoying.
We watched Ubisoft. We watched the EA one, which was like the day before.
Yeah.
We watched the Devolver Digital one today.
The fake one?
Interesting. The fake one. It was interesting.
Although it wasn't fake, they did show new
a couple
games. Stuff.
Yeah.
They showed a couple new games, yeah. If you haven't seen Devolver Digital, we saw it through IGN. It's like a 15-minute thing. It's really fucking funny. Really weird. I love how they use, like, just B-roll they downloaded. All the audience shots were, like, fake B-roll people.
Yeah.
Like, the girl keeps on eating her popcorn. It's funny.
To the dude losing his arm.
Yeah, to the... Yeah.
And then he goes back on stage.
And it just goes to hell from there.
Yeah.
So I think that about covers the E3 sector.
Yeah, it means a lot of games coming out this year and leading into 2018.
Next year.
Hopefully they're all good.
Hopefully.
Did you guys see the reveal for the new Atari box?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
I haven't seen the reveal yet, no.
Yeah, it's just this little maybe 10-second clip. And it just shows the wood grain of how it's going to look. But it's very interesting to see what they're going to do with that.
Pong 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't put a system
Pong
out.
Pong Re-Evolution.
Atari Jaguar.
Pong harder.
I worked at a video game store company when that came out. And I sold those. I sold a shitload of those in the 3DOs.
It's going to be E.T. The Return.
Oh, fuck me. Did you ever play the Jaguar?
No.
It had like 64 buttons on it.
What? No.
Yeah, I did. Go look up something like on some YouTube, like the history of like the Atari Jaguar.
Yeah,
Jaguar.
But I'm thinking if the Nintendo Classic can do what it did, I'm wondering if Atari's just gonna make a game and kind of redo retro video games and try to release it that way. You know, I don't think it's too
that would
far
make
off
more sense.
I would dig that.
Yeah, because I mean everybody's so into retro games right now. So to come up and have kind of like a 3D Pong or something like that, you know, and just redo old games like Space Invaders and make it more modern. I think that may sell.
Games built into it already.
Yeah,
maybe.
But I mean, if you
have
and have the option for
apparently
you know, software,
there's a Sega Genesis one coming out that's going to have built-in games. But you also be able to put your cartridges in it too,
oh,
or
really?
Have it to be where they have a marketplace, like an online marketplace.
That's where the money comes in. Yeah. That's why the NES, whatever the classic mini NES,
that's why it failed.
That's why it failed. Well, number one,
it didn't fail.
Well, no, it sold out everywhere.
They only made so many.
Yeah, that was the thing. They just stopped making them.
They have to. Their what do they call on like Switch if they ever. You know, decide to open up where
but
you can
download
games.
Everyone I know
games.
Who bought it,
yeah, the retro
games,
yeah,
the retro mm-hmm. stuff.
Everyone I know who bought it is like, well, I could have just bought like a little plum thing, not plum thing,
yeah,
Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, the Raspberry.
I could have just
made it
myself.
You know, I was the same way with because you only had what maybe 30 games on there, right? It wasn't that many, so
and it wasn't upgradable, updatable. I mean, if it was an upgradable system, you know, here's a cartridge. It's more 30
right.
games, or
and
something.
The fact that the game controller was like less than a foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like
an extension cord or something.
Yeah. It wasn't even wireless.
Yeah, what the hell? I need to be like nose close to my flat screen TV.
You had to buy like an extension cord to even play it, really.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
And now they're going to do a Super NES one.
Yeah, that's the rumor. They're going to do the Super.
Buy it, they'll make it.
I don't know. It depends what games are on.
So when
they
do the N64
in it, I might buy it.
If Super Metroid's on it, I might buy it.
If Turtles in Time and then like the original Ninja Turtles game is on it, I might get it.
I'll do Super Mario World.
Super Mario is pretty good.
Super Mario World.
It's going to have Link to the Past. It's going to have Metroid, Super Metroid on it. It's going to have F-Zero on it. Trying to think of the other big Super NES games. Mario World, of course.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart was on Super NES first?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it was. You're right.
Yeah.
I always think of, when I think of Mario Kart, I always go to immediately to 64.
Yeah, because that was the one. That was the breakout game.
That's true.
I love that Mario Kart.
Mario Kart on the
Super NES wasn't very good, was it?
Huh?
On the Super Nintendo wasn't very good. I can't remember that
game. No, it wasn't at all.
It was like a side like overview, like an isometric view on it. Yeah, I remember that.
On the arcade version of Mario Kart?
Oh, yeah.
I slay.
Secret of Mana?
Secret of Mana?
Mana, sorry. Yeah. Chrono Trigger?
Ugh. No, I don't think they put that.
I'm just looking at miscellaneous games.
I don't think they put that kind of stuff on there. All right, let's let's wrap it up. Stop talking about video games.
Wrap it up.
Let's talk about our sponsor. We'll be right back. And Uncharted looks really cool, right?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
I love Uncharted.
Uncharted: The Lost Legacy.
Yeah, it looks cool. Hopefully they don't fuck it up.
No. Uncharted.
Uncharted. Go try it out.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of episode number 132 of the Metal Geeks podcast. What we have to do now is talk about our sponsor.
We got
to
do a little shop.
And it's weird that he's here. So, you know what we should do? We should let him read his spiel because he wrote this spiel.
What we should do is read it in front of him and
I like that option.
And make him, like, you know, judge how bad we read this. Are you going to do number two?
Maybe later.
Yeah, you will. Gross.
We only have one copy of it right now. All right,
so what's the name of your thing again? Tantrumcollectibles.com, right?
Let's do it.
All right, is that right?
That's right.
That's right. He confirmed.
That's right.
That's all we have to do? We're done?
Well, a little bit more.
Okay. Let's see more.
Let's see what we have.
All right,
he's got us by the balls over here,
man.
Here
we go. Host number one.
You don't have to say that part.
Hey, man, what's going on? Why are you throwing a tantrum?
Host number two. Because I don't know where to go to find the coolest collectibles for the best price. I'm looking for my favorite brands like Banpresto, Artifacts, Bandai, Funko, and more. Not to mention
That's my favorite, too.
Also, my favorite franchises like Marvel, Dragon Balls, DC, and One Piece. Dragon Ball Z, I mean.
Sure.
Dragon Balls.
We know you like them Dragon Balls. Host number one. Dude, don't throw a tantrum. Instead, head over to tantrumcollectibles.com. They have pop vinyl characters, statues, plushes, and more for the best price. In fact, right now, if you head to tantrumcollectibles.com and use the coupon code MetalGeeks, you will get 10% off on your whole order.
Did you say Metal Geeks?
Host number two. Wow, you're right. They carry my favorite brands and franchises. I love tantrumcollectibles.com. And check out that cool robot.
Anything else?
Oh, host number one. So next time, don't throw a tantrum. Go to tantrumcollectibles.com and use the coupon code MetalGeeks for 10% off your order. That's Tantrum Collectibles. Use the coupon code Metal Geeks, 10% off your order.
That's pretty awesome.
.com.
All right. Do you have anything Beautiful. To contribute to that?
Beautiful. You guys did well. Appreciate it.
No, now we have you here. Let's talk about.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your business.
Where did you start it? When did you start it? How? Why?
I started about a year ago. I'm very interested in animes and things like that.
I would have never guessed that.
I do a lot of like comic book shows and
anime. What was the last show you did?
Just did Comic Palooza. The next one I'm going to do is the Corpus Christi Comic Con.
Oh, cool.
That's coming up in a couple months. Look for my booth. I do mostly the statues and the pop vinyls at the cons. I'm constantly getting new stuff in. I'm constantly looking for the best prices so that I can sell them for the best prices. So
what's the hottest item right now?
What's the shiznit right now? The hotness.
Honestly, it's got to be the
new
Pops.
Hotness.
Funko Pop.
What's the new hotness?
That's the number one thing that we get requested for. A lot of people are into the Rugrats. Pops right now. They have
Rugrats. They're making a comeback, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. That line has just been doing very well. And then the Dragon Ball Z statues, the Banpresto statues, and we're getting a lot of orders on those. That's our a pretty good seller.
Do you ever get any cool Ninja Turtle statues?
I have, because I'm always looking up for new stuff, and Ninja Turtles is a childhood, you know, love of mine. Mm-hmm. So
I'm a huge Turtles fan.
Yeah, and then, you know, I get certain things, and then they go out really quickly, so it's easy to follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll see whenever we get anything new, we post it on there. Let me look off camera to get that information. 1 second.
He's going off mic. It's okay. Little does he know.
Tantrum Gifting Collectibles on the Facebooks. Oh, I'm okay. All right, so
he's working. He's working on the Twitter handle.
They're creating their Twitter right now.
It's Tantrum Gifting Collectibles on Facebook. So look us up. We're constantly updating things, and we'll put up anything new. We actually should have an order going up today. We just picked one up, so we should have some new stuff going
and
up.
And tantrumcollectibles.com.
Yeah. And tantrumcollectibles.com. You're absolutely
where I heard something that if you use the code Metal Geeks, you'll save 10%.
Yep. I heard that too. I don't know where
did
I heard
you hear
it
that,
from.
Kim?
What?
My wife.
I heard a couple of hosts talking about that.
One host talking about it for a while.
A couple of hosts talking about it.
Hey, we don't discriminate over here at Tantrum Collectibles.
So, no. Let's talk about your Funko stuff. So,
Have like an outrageous collection at home?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bigger than mine?
Anything to rival Carrie here?
Nothing close to what Carrie has. I don't know. Maybe if you add it all up, we may be on the same
I have more upstairs.
Field. Oh, well, then no.
Really? Jesus Christ.
No,
you
I have
some in a pile in the corner that hasn't even seen the light of day.
No, I have a whole room dedicated to all my collectibles, to Ben Presto items and Funko items is normally what I go to.
What's the weirdest... I know they're going to run out of characters eventually, but what's the weirdest character you've seen coming up?
They actually just released the Ray Gun from Rick and Morty.
Just the gun. That's
really?
Kind of cool.
Just the gun. I thought it was pretty cool too. I actually ordered it.
Does it look cool?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks. It's the actual
How
gun.
Much is it?
So we're going to be carrying that. It's the same price as a normal pop.
You're going to hold on for me, right?
Yeah. If you go ahead, I'm going to be putting it up for pre-order.
You can get 10% off.
How can I get 10% off, Carrie?
Use the code Metal Geeks.
And make sure you listen to the Metal Geeks podcast, which you're listening to right now, because that's
if they're not listening to us. By now.
If they're not listening now, they're not listening before or later.
But that's actually, I was kind of surprised by that. The actual Ray Gun from Rick and Morty.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So how did you get started? What made you want to do this?
I've always wanted to. It actually started by accident. I collected pops, and then I just started selling off my own collection. And from there, I made connections with different vendors and things like that. And it just grew from there. Like I said, I've been doing this for about a year, maybe 2 years now. So
we need to talk offline because I might have some stuff for consignment because I want to get rid of Funko Pops. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I
pared down the collection a little bit.
Is it possible you're probably looking to venue for like Kid Robot stuff? And
you know what? I looked into Kid Robot stuff. I didn't see anything that fits with what we do right now, but I am always open. I'm also looking into like Hot Toys. I have a contact over there.
Oh, cool.
But because most of our stuff is like the cons, we try to keep our inventory kind of specific to certain things.
Okay.
So if we can get, you know, once we start growing a little bit more, we'll grow our inventory also, obviously.
What's your prized possession at home? Like your one thing that's your prized possession in your collection?
That's a good question.
Like Carrie, it's probably like one of these comics or something on the wall.
I guess if I wanted a brownie points, I would say she's sitting right next to me.
See?
So cute.
We Correct
like to,
answer.
We just like to sleep in our bed.
But I don't know. Figure wise, I'm not sure. I don't really have any like grail pops or anything like that.
What's your favorite
one? Like if your house is on fire and you can only save one, what would you save?
Which pop would you save?
We'll ask Carrie the same question here in a minute.
We know which one for Carrie.
I'd save myself.
Yep.
You wouldn't even care about your pops? Like,
no,
yeah,
I'd get no, my his, Funko.
Oh, your
his custom Funko pop.
Your custom
yes.
one.
Your custom
oh, yeah.
One.
So, yeah, just off camera again. She made a good point. I don't think it'll be a pop either. I have a Lego Simpson house.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
I said, I have a whole room dedicated to just my nerdom. So I have a Lego system Simpson house, and I also have the Quickie Mart. But
nice.
Those are expensive. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want the Ghostbusters firehouse. That's the one
thing. My cousin bought that.
I've been thinking every time I look at it, I don't know if they put it together yet. Do I really want to spend $400?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, nope, I don't. And then I walk away.
You wanted the Death Star, too, didn't you?
I want the Death Star, yeah. Who doesn't want it?
It's crazy in the Spider-Man trailer, and the guy dropped it. You're like, no!
Ah, it's okay. You can always put it back together.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun.
I guess so.
Yeah, but before the pieces are already sorted out, then you got to go through and figure out which one where.
Again, that's part of the fun.
Fun in quotation marks.
So, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you guys for having me. This has been great.
So, anyone who wants to get their pop on or statue on, go to tantrumcollectibles.com. Be sure to get 10% off by typing in the Metal Geeks code.
That's right. Do you want to do the thing next? I'll let you do it.
The other thing.
What other thing?
The thing that does the thing.
Yeah, where we talk about where you can find us.
And the other thing.
I'll let y'all do that. Y'all are the masters.
All right. So, while you're on the internet looking at tantrumcollectibles.com, go to metalgeeks.net, which is our home for all things Metal Geeks. You can find both of our shows, Metal Geeks and MSR Cast. You could find everything else there, too, I guess. I'm done.
And also social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Twitters. We have a Twitter.
Yeah, we do have a Twitter. It's all at Metal Geeks. Be sure to follow us. Share some of the stuff we do. Talk about us with your friends. Go on iTunes. Subscribe. You know, write us a little review. Tell us
that
how
really
much
you
does love
help
us.
Reach the audience to a greater portion of everybody out there. It really does help. So,
and then drop us a line if you want us to talk about something specific. We are very open to our listeners.
Our email is msrcast@gmail.com.
And I don't even consider you guys
easy.
As my listeners. I consider you my friends.
You're not fans, you're friends.
It's right.
You're just people.
We don't have fans, we have friends.
You're friends we have not met yet.
Exactly.
Friends
right.
without benefits.
Friends without benefits, that's correct.
The benefit is you get to hear my nice, smooth
voice.
They
get a benefit, yeah.
It's true.
So anyway.
If they're cool, they might get a benefit.
Please subscribe. Also, if you want to follow me, I'm at Grey Bear Comics. It's G-R-A-Y. With my comic book, Speak No Evil, issues 1 and 2 are out. Be sure to check it out on Comixology. If not, you can get it on our website at Grey Bear Comics, G-R-A-Y. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we'll be doing some events like I was talking about in the beginning of the show. We haven't announced anything yet because we're still determining all that right now. So just, you know, stay tuned, follow us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Also check out your other show that you're on with Justin from used to be on Comical Podcast, now is one of our special guest hosts every once in a while
guest host.
Yep. So that show,
yeah, we do a comedy show, like a 30-minute comedy show, comedy show. It's me, Andy, and Justin, or Justin, Andy, and me, whatever, however way you want to order us. It's called Mindfudge Comedy podcast, and come check us out, come laugh with us. We're very open on our Facebook, so you can look us up on Mindfudge Comedy. We always ask for people for questions because we tell about the topic we're going to talk about, and we basically make fun of each other for the next 30 minutes.
Is it okay if I give a shout out to my friend Michael Sheffield? He went to E3 this year. He's the owner of RespireFitness.com, so please go check him out.
Sir, it's not okay. You can't do that.
Okay, well then forget everything that I just said.
I'm gonna cut that shit out.
We don't do personal shout outs. No, I'm just kidding. What was his name? Michael Sheffield?
Yes.
What did he do?
At RespireFitness.com. He went to E3. He gave me a lot of inside information on E3.
I had a friend at E3 as well.
He just kept giving me a
Father Gamer podcast, cool. Guys. They were out there, too.
They opened it up to like the public, too. So there was like extra 15,000 people there.
Wow.
Cool.
I listened to one of the shows I listened to, CADcast, they were there.
Ooh.
And they said the lines were freaking outrageous just to even play
it's like
something.
Like Disney World on the worst day.
Probably, yeah, probably.
Like Disney World on Christmas?
Like Disney World on Christmas.
I love Disney World in Christmas time.
Don't go
Christmas
on Christmas.
Day.
No. Christmas Day, no.
Also, our co-host who is not here this evening is Dave, Brutal Dave. You can find him on some of the social medias at Red Viking Dave, as well as ilovegeekazoid.com.
Yep. He has another website. I just don't remember.
Haxon Arts. something.
I know it's Haxon. I just don't know the rest of the website.
So sorry, next Dave. Week, we'll be back to some of our regular scheduled program. We'll be back with George Hate and Metal.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a little bit more time to think about what's tickling our geek. And we're going to
probably have a review for Baby Driver by then.
We will talk about Baby Driver for sure. And we will probably be introducing our new segment, Brutal Education.
Oh, yeah, Dave. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to talk in a British accent the whole time.
I don't know if he can. We'll find out.
They're talking in a brutal accent.
The talking in a brutal accent, yeah.
Brutal British
I think that's it. Anything else we want to talk about? Forgetting anything?
No, that about does it for us.
Play more video games?
Play more video games and be happy.
I wish I had time to play more video games.
Yeah. Keep it geeky.
And keep it metal.
And? Geeky again.
And geeky again. You fucked it up.
Geeky squared.
I
know.
Metal and
all right, let's start it over.
God damn it.
All right, so what we say to everybody on the show, our friends who come on, everybody listening.
We're going to stare at you while you do this.
Keep it metal.
This is very creepy.
And say
and.
Keep it.
Geeky.
Now say it like you mean it.
And keep it geeky. Now say it like you mean it.
There you go. He got it.
Got it. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, Geekazords. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.